Good morning. It's April 10th, and this is your daily brief in EU news. Here's everything you need to know. In a landmark decision that's catching the eyes of the world, the European Court of Human Rights has delivered a verdict that could reshape the landscape of climate policy. This ruling comes after 2,000 elderly Swiss women took a stand, spotlighting the very real dangers they face due to escalating heat waves. The heart of the matter lies in Switzerland's climate policies, or rather, the inadequacy thereof. These women argued that their government's efforts to combat the climate crisis fell short, leaving them particularly vulnerable to the adverse effects of heat waves. The European Court of Human Rights saw merit in their claims, finding Switzerland in violation of human rights and its climate change obligations. This isn't just a win for the plaintiffs. It's a precedent-setting judgment with the potential to influence climate policies and litigation on a global scale. The court's decision mandates that Switzerland must now revisit and reinforce its climate strategies, ensuring they're robust enough to protect its citizens from the impacts of climate change. But the ripple effects of this ruling extend beyond Swiss borders. There's a burgeoning discussion around the need for amendments to the European Convention on Human Rights, specifically to include explicit climate change obligations. This case has sparked a debate that could lead to significant changes in how human rights are viewed in the context of environmental policy. In essence, this ruling underscores the critical intersection of human rights and climate action. It's a clarion call for nations to step up their game, ensuring their policies are not just about meeting targets, but safeguarding the lives and rights of their citizens against the backdrop of a warming planet. The courtroom drama unfolding in Panama could be a landmark moment in the fight against global financial corruption. The trial of 27 employees from the now-defunct law firm Mossack Fonseca, infamous for its central role in the Panama Papers scandal, has officially begun. This story goes beyond just legal proceedings. It's about a global awakening to the dark side of offshore finance. Back in 2016, the leak of financial records from Mossack Fonseca exposed how offshore companies were used by the wealthy to commit tax fraud and hide assets. The firm's founders, Jürgen Mossack and Ramon Fonseca Mora, are among those in the dock, facing charges that could lead to 12 years behind bars. This trial isn't just a simple legal matter. New legislation in Panama and previous acquittals of the founders add layers of complexity. The ripple effects of the Panama Papers have been profound. Political careers around the world were cut short, and countries have clawed back over $1.36 billion in hidden taxes. Now, with 32 individuals charged, four of whom are being tried in absentia, the trial is set to run until April 26th. The prosecution's arsenal, a staggering 528 volumes of investigation material, aiming for an exemplary sentence. Beyond Panama's borders, the scandal has triggered legal battles, including Brazil's Lava Jato operation and actions by US prosecutors against tax evasion. As this trial progresses, it not only seeks justice for past deeds, but also stands as a stark reminder of the ongoing battle against corruption and financial secrecy. In a stark reminder of the escalating climate crisis, March 2024 has been officially declared the hottest March on record. This announcement by the European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service, or C3S, underscores a disturbing trend, with the past 12 months marking the warmest period ever observed, a clear signal of the rapid acceleration of global warming. At a staggering 1.58 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial averages, these temperatures highlight a drastic deviation from historical climate patterns, primarily driven by human-induced greenhouse gas emissions. Compounded by natural phenomena like El Niño, this exceptional heatwave is not an isolated event, but part of a concerning long-term trend. The implications of this unprecedented warming are extensive, affecting not just the natural world, but human societies and economies. With ecosystems at risk, economic stability threatened, and the most vulnerable communities facing the greatest peril, the call for immediate and ambitious global action has never been more urgent. Transitioning to renewable energy sources and implementing measures to mitigate climate change are critical steps that need to be taken without delay. Among the most alarming indicators of this shift is the significant reduction in Antarctic sea ice, now 20% below average levels. This serves as a stark reminder of the ecological imbalances being wrought by climate change. Scientists are unequivocal in their warning. To prevent devastating consequences such as intense droughts, heat waves, and an increase in extreme weather events, global temperatures must not rise more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Achieving this will require rapid and substantial reductions in greenhouse gas emissions, particularly from the burning of fossil fuels. As we face the reality of these record-breaking temperatures, the need for concerted global action to address the climate crisis has never been clearer. The trend of rising temperatures is expected to continue, emphasizing the urgency of the situation and the critical need for immediate, effective measures to combat climate change. Germany is on the brink of a demographic shift, with a recent study by the Bertelsmann Stiftung forecasting a nuanced picture of the nation's population trajectory by 2040. This development is not just a number game, it's a window into future challenges and opportunities that could shape the country's economic and social landscape. The study predicts a modest 0.6% growth in Germany's population over the next two decades. However, this growth is not uniformly distributed. The western states, including economic powerhouses like Baden-Württemberg and the vibrant city of Berlin, are expected to see their populations swell. In contrast, eastern regions such as Thuringia and Saxony-Anhalt are bracing for a decline. This uneven growth pattern raises questions about regional disparities and economic balance within the country. At the heart of these demographic shifts are two critical factors: a persistently low birth rate and changing migration patterns. These elements are not only reshaping the population landscape, but also sounding alarms over potential shortages of skilled workers and the increasing strain on social systems. The situation is further complicated by the influx of refugees from Syria and Ukraine in 2015, which has left an indelible mark on population forecasts, skewing the age distribution and median age. The Bertelsmann Stiftung is calling for action. It underscores the need for targeted strategies and infrastructure development to navigate the challenges of an aging population. The foundation warns that without intervention, Germany could see its population peak in 2041, followed by a gradual decline. This scenario poses significant implications for the country's labour market, social security systems, and overall economic vitality. Europe is also grappling with a low birth rate dilemma, compounded by the pandemic, conflicts, and climate change. This broader context emphasizes the importance of migration in sustaining population levels and underscores the interconnectedness of global events and demographic trends. As Germany looks to the future, the balance between growth and decline, integration and adaptation, will be pivotal in shaping the nation's destiny. In a pivotal moment for international relations, Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov's visit to China marks a significant stride towards deepening diplomatic and economic ties between the two nations, especially against the backdrop of the ongoing conflict in Ukraine. This visit underscores a mutual commitment to bolstering a partnership that stands defiant in the face of Western sanctions and pressures. During the discussions, China assured Russia of increased economic cooperation, offering a lifeline that could help Russia circumvent the economic repercussions of Western sanctions. The two countries have pledged to enhance their security cooperation across Asia and Europe, presenting a united front to counterbalance US influence in these regions. Notably, China's support extends beyond mere words. It has increased its backing of Russia's military efforts in Ukraine by supplying critical military components and technology. This includes rifle scopes, tank components, rocket fuel, and satellite imagery, along with microelectronics and propellants used in missile production, effectively bypassing Western sanctions. Lavrov and his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi, articulated a joint stance against hegemonism and power politics, framing their alliance as a beacon of fairness and justice in the international arena. This meeting is not just a diplomatic formality, but a clear signal of the evolving dynamics in global politics. It represents a strengthening bond between Russia and China, a partnership that aims to reshape the balance of power and challenge the prevailing influence of Western nations. As the world watches, this alliance could significantly impact the geopolitical landscape, heralding a new era of cooperation between two of the world's most formidable powers. This has been your daily brief in EU News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.